yet. So just kind of as, you know, announcement to everybody, if you could speak up a bit to help with the recording while we don't have the microphone, that would be greatly appreciated. So to start off with, Cheryl, if I could get you to read the, well, first of all, let's do the roll call. I should probably start at the beginning. So if we want to go ahead and start on the end, there we go.
Okay. Miguel Rocha, Commissioner.
Okay, Mark Bolger, Commissioner, ACB of Nebraska, designee on this board.
NFB, sorry.
Brent Hine, I'm a member of the NFB as well as the chairman of the board.
I'm Cheryl Livingston. I'm also a member of the NFB and the vice chairman of the board.
I'm Linda Mentink from Columbus, also a member of the NFB, and I'm executive secretary of the board.
Okay, then if we can continue on with the commission staff.
Carlos Servan, executive director.
Kathy Stevens, administrative specialist.
Kat Carroll, deputy director of finance.
Mickey Salzman, technology specialist for the Omaha District of the Commission.
Erin Brainberry, deputy director of services.
Hugh Fan, a technology manager.
Pam Rademacher, Lincoln District Supervisor.
Alex France, orientation counselor at the Omaha District.
Angie Hoff, OAB program manager, DR counselor, panhandle.
Crystal Demas, North Platte District Supervisor.
Is that everyone from the commission?
Tim Jefferson, Omaha District Supervisor.
Okay, and then any other guests in the audience there? You could let us know who you are.
Patty Shanlop.
Melvin Forster.
Kathy Jackson.
Holly Williams.
Okay.
Crystal Platt.
Okay. Any others?
Donna Nui, ma'am.
That's it? Okay. Cheryl, if you could go ahead and read the agenda for us, please.
Okay. The agenda, 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, open meeting act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the July 21, 2023 public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:25 a.m., focus topic, OIB and IL services, presented by Angie Hoff. 10:05 a.m., public comment. 10:20, break. 10:35, report from the executive director. 11:05, newsline update. 11:15, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. New business, 11:20, date, time, location, focus topics for 2024 board meetings. 11:40, public comment. 11:55, final announcements. 12:05, adjourn.
Okay, so for the announcement concerning public comments, as I'm sure you heard when we read the announcement, for those of you who have maybe not attended a commission meeting before, just so you know, we do have periods of time where we allow the public to comment, so if you could hold your questions, comments, and concerns until that period of time. We have two of them during the meeting, so if you could hold it for those periods of time, it would be greatly appreciated. And then, Kathy, if you could talk to us about the Open Meeting Act and the proof of publication, recordings, etc.
Okay. There is a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Act in Braille and in print here on the front table. A copy of the notice of the public of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star. It was posted on the state government calendar, the NCBI website. It was sent to NFB Newsline and Radio Talking Book, and it was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the July 21st, 2023 public meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes as posted on the NCBVI website?
Motion to approve minutes as prepared.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 21st meeting. We'll just do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay, it is approved unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the report from the commissioners. This is usually, again, for anyone who is new to these meetings, just a period of time where the commissioners can inform the public about what we have been doing since the last meeting in regards to working for the blind and being examples to the public and so on and so forth. So I will go ahead and start just to get mine over with. I pretty much work my day-to-day life as a currently serving as an interim general manager of a hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska during a renovation, so that's seriously fun. And working with the goal, of course, of that position becoming permanent here, hopefully in the next 3 months or so. And then, just obviously it's something that a lot of people don't really think a blind person can do, so here I am doing it. So though some people know that I wrote a book a number of years ago, I can happily announce that that's actually now finally in the process of being recorded by NLS. So hopefully here by the end of December at the latest, it should be available for people to check out. So, Miguel.
I'm currently attending UNO for my management information systems. I'm in my senior year now. I have attended the NFB quarter meeting and also the NFB Radar Large meetings.
Okay, Mark?
Okay, well, I guess first, I'm the immediate past president of the American Council of Blind in Nebraska. Also serve as the treasurer for our Omaha chapter. Just an update. We're already working on our state convention for April of 2024. We'll have a date announced here real soon, but we're looking forward to that. Putting a lot of good effort to make it a good one. I serve as the Omaha Association of Blind President, and we have monthly meetings to provide socialization, fraternity, encouragement, blind updates, and things like that. We're in our 101st year, so we've been around a while. I spend quite a bit of time on the Omaha Association of Blind serves as trustees for an apartment building that's for disabled and elderly people. And there's definitely a need for housing for people with disabilities. Preferably, they will be integrated within society. Sometimes there's benefits to have it segregated, but I much prefer and support integrated housing. Serve on the Share Fair cab subsidy ride share program that's here in Omaha and Nebraska. Recently we expanded to Fremont, and over the next year or two we're going to try to make it a statewide program that will help make transportation a little bit more affordable and accessible. And we're going to target some of the larger populated communities, and what it is basically is you get to ride an Uber or a Lyft or a cab, and you get up to 50% reimbursement up to $100 a month. So if you spend $200 on transportation, you get $100 back, and that just makes transportation a little bit more affordable for people. And I'm pleased that the the chair of the Share Affairs here today, Crystal Plant, and I thank her for her leadership. And only other thing I'm doing is, I served on as a board member for Independence Rising, and that's helping people that with disabilities live independent. So that's what I got.
I would also point out that this is Mark's last meeting as a commissioner, so we want to thank him very much for his years of service. So. Cheryl?
Okay, well, I'm Cheryl Livingston. This is my first term on the Board of Commissioners. I am a former commission employee. I retired in 2020. I've been a member of the National Federation of the Blind since 1975, and right now I am currently the state treasurer, the treasurer of the affiliate, the NFB of Nebraska. I've served in that capacity since 1988, and we are learning, the state treasurers are being asked to learn QuickBooks so that we can better help our national office in keeping our records and doing our tax forms and all those kinds of things. So I'm learning QuickBooks online. It's interesting. It's challenging. I'm having fun with it. I'm also the secretary of the NFB of Nebraska Lincoln chapter. I started that in January. So I take minutes every month for the Lincoln chapter and report to the chapter every month. I'm also a member of the senior division of the NFB of Nebraska, and I am the treasurer for the senior division as well, and have been since it started in about 2011. So I've been kept pretty busy, along with working at the cat house, taking care of my two foster kitty cats, who are two older kitties that I'm taking care of at home, and I'm a real huge cat person. And by the way, I read your book, Brent, and I really liked it. It was a good read. It was fun.
Thank you. I'm not sure how much fun a bunch of insects eating people alive is, but...
Oh, that was fun. You know, I read Dean Koontz and Stephen King, so I have a pretty morbid sense of humor.
Obviously, if you think that's fun. Linda?
I'll tell a little bit about myself for those of you who don't know me. And for those of you that do, you can just, zone out for a minute. I teach part-time. I teach music part-time, that is, at Bible Baptist Church's Christian School in Columbus. Since our last meeting, I have attended two National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska board meetings, the first of which I served as secretary pro tem. And I've attended three National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska Senior Division meetings, and there I serve as secretary. Two National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska Historians Committee meetings, three luncheons with the former NFBN Columbus area chapter members, two Friends of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired meetings, and I'm vice president on that board, two Nebraska Business Enterprise Blind Licensee Committee meetings, and two Alumni Association of the Wisconsin School for the Visually Impaired meetings, which we have via Zoom, and which I am president. Friends had two members resign. At our meeting this past Tuesday afternoon, one member joined our board, and one prospective member attended. Robert Newman was re-elected president. Jan Brandt is our representative on the Nebraska Deaf-Blind Interagency Team and our liaison with our webmaster. Friends now has a Google voicemail number. We continue to work on our website. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next thing we have on our agenda is our focus topic, the OIB and IL services presented by Angie Hoff. So, Angie?
Do you prefer I come up there where we don't have a microphone or stay here?
It would probably be better, I would think, Kathy, don't you? So
yeah, I think
so. To catch your voice a little bit more easily.
Okay. morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for inviting me to join you today. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Angie Hoff. I'm a counselor from the western part of the state, primarily the Panhandle. I've been with the commission now almost 28 years, I believe. So back in November of last year, of 2023, I accepted the duties of the OIB program manager position. Currently not fulfilling those duties full-time yet because we're currently training a person to join me out in the Panhandle. So keep rooting her on so we can have her out in the Panhandle just as soon as possible. And I took over these duties that Erin was doing prior to, and she was doing the OIB services management. So I have a lot of goals for this program and a lot of things that we hope to continue because we have some pretty significant services in Nebraska to our older blind. Commissioners received my written report, but I just wanted to go over a few things to highlight. And then if there are any questions about what we plan to do and hope to do, as you read in the report, we have the baby boomers coming up. And with that brings a lot of, you know, age to our population, given the demographics of our state as well. So the blindness in the United States in people over 55 is expected to double to more than 8 million people by 2050. So our focus is going to most likely have to change a bit and include those individuals as we move forward with blindness services. And so having a strong OIB program is going to be, you know, something that we really have to work towards. And luckily we do have. One of the things that we have done that we have increased the number of people that we have been serving. Last year on our report, we had 457, this year is 674 compared to last year, which was 519, so we served 155 more clients this year than we did in the previous year. And one of the goals that we always set for ourselves as counselors is to keep people independent and living in their homes. And according to our report of the 70B, of the 674 clients we served, 457 of those remained in a private living facility. So I think that just goes to show what Nebraska is doing as far as their older blind. We have 6 full-time staff who serve just OIB and IL, and then we have 7 other staff who serve both BR and OIB clients. All right. One of the things that I've gotten to do as a program manager and as Erin did before me was attend the monthly meetings of the OIB managers from across the United States. One time a year we get together face-to-face, the rest we do virtually. And within that, it's just amazing to me how many differences there are amongst states in their OIB programs. We are one of the few states that have full staff that are not contracted agency staff. Many states contract out almost all of their OIB services. They keep their VR services in-house and contract out their OIB services. So that's been very interesting just to see what different kinds of devices and tools and training we provide as compared to the other states. We all do our very best, but it's interesting what we do. In 2021, we did go through the OIB Technical Assistance Program, and that's just basically a program that goes through the different aspects of an OIB program, looks at the input, the output, and sets some goals, and helps to kind of get things in place for the federal report. We did meet all of the goals that were set, and we were able to implement them within 1 year's time. one of the primary things that we are doing right now as OIB, and I think many of you have attended, is what we call our Silver Summit. We've done things like this in the past, calling it it was the VIPS conference, it was the OIB conference, and we have called it the last couple of years the Silver Summit, and it has been very well attended, right at 200 people last year. And we have in the past utilized contract services ourselves to help bring this program about. And we have decided this year that we will bring this program fully back in-house and do that with NCBB staff, NCBBI staff. And so it's going to be a big undertaking, but the things that are coming out of this program alone, besides what we are doing with people on an individual basis, is really, I think, what's making our numbers show what terrific services that we're providing. We did a Silver Summit survey afterwards, and of the people that responded, one of the questions was asking if the summit encouraged and empowered them, and there was 100% yes response. Will you participate in a similar event in the future? 100% yes. Would you recommend the Silver Summit to other individuals experiencing vision loss? 100% yes. Besides the Silver Summit, we do hope to return to providing smaller, like 2-3 day group teachings all across the state. I think the Omaha and Lincoln offices are still doing some of those. The outlying offices, because of staffing and such, and the fact that we haven't had actual physical offices, has made it a little more of a challenge, but we're going to be implementing that back into our training. From the Silver Summit, we have had people attend the center, make that decision, so that's been kind of a neat thing as well. I wanted to read for everyone some of the comments that we received on the Silver Summit. It was interesting to see what people across the state had to say. The first one, the number of attendees was amazing. The hotel staff were helpful. The food was great. The clients really enjoyed the silver buckets and learning what was provided. The environment was positive and energetic with motivating speakers. Kearney was centrally located, which is appreciated for those traveling from the eastern part of the state. NCBBI staff and the STLC crew all seemed to genuinely care for the consumers. The overall optimism of the customers was evident throughout the conference. The interaction and peer support aspect of the experience for OIB clients, basic skill training and role modeling, especially by the center students. It was my first conference, and I learned a lot and had a very good experience. Your staff is amazing. Cannot thank you enough for having us. I heard a substantial amount of positive feedback from attendees, including comments indicated that some had learned a whole lot while there. From a staff perspective, I appreciate the ability to network and learn more about what the agency is doing outside of the NCB. NCB, okay. The reason we're looking at some different things as far as finances, we won't be doing probably the silver buckets like we've done in the past, but we're going to keep it just as wonderful for the attendees so that they are getting all of the things that they're there to get. Erin, did you want to say anything about the IL services?
Sure.
Or add to anything?
The mechanism for serving our IL consumers, which is people who don't have a vocational goal that are under 55. So primarily that's our little kids, and then people who have graduated high school and don't have a vocational goal for whatever reason. That is a completely state-funded program. We don't receive any federal funding, but we have the mechanism for serving both OIB and IL set up the same for the most part, so that's why we kind of have them partnered together. In years past, we had really limited funds for serving our little kids,
especially we would have to have, you know, not be able to purchase really anything significant or anything like that. But in recent years, we had the earmark removed from our state funds, so now we have more flexibility of all of our state funds for our independent living services. So it's been really great for us to be able to meet people where they're at, get them the skills and the training and those kinds of things. So we have a lot of our Project Independence program has been a little bit healthier. We were also really grateful to receive money from the Friends of the Commission. And so the last couple of years, they've been able to help us pretty much fund our PI program. And so we got $25,000 from them this past year, and this next year we'll get to finish off that grant that they had received. So we'll have another $25,000 for the upcoming calendar year. So we're in a really good place for our IL services.
Outstanding.
And one of the things that was mentioned in the report that I did not mention was the library project that Aaron oversaw last year? Just last year.
Crazy.
It seems like longer ago than that. But in partnership with the Library Commission, NCBVI was able to provide a 20-inch Onyx desktop CCTV to each public library location in Nebraska at no cost. Libraries were able to decline this offer if they wished, but I believe 98% of them took advantage of it. It ended up being 260 libraries across the state that took advantage of this program. They were all provided documentation and instructions on how to utilize these devices so that they can assist with, you know, anyone that would come in and need a use for that. As well as the number, where was the other two? The workforce development and each workforce development site had a CCTV update. They typically have CCTVs there, but it's been a lot of years since they've gotten new ones. And then also added a Lyric document reader to those workforce sites to help our clients who are going to utilize the workforce sites for job searches.
And our favorite thing about the CCTV project for the libraries is we've been really fortunate to have a healthy budget the last few years, and that's what allowed us to be able to do that. But this is something that's going to have a lasting impact. So with grants, you have good years, you have not so good years. Those times when we're not able to purchase people CCTVs, we will have a resource in their community for them to access. So they could have a place to go weekly, read their mail or anything like that. So we really feel like as the years go on, that's going to be such a valuable resource to our staff and consumers. And so we did bring a few, invite a few people who have received our services currently, I believe. So we would like to take a moment, and Tim, could you help us with introducing our people we have to speak?
Oh.
I put him on the spot. Do you see his look right now?
It looks good. Ridiculous.
Where'd you go, Tim?
I'm right here, and I can't. My staff helped a lot with this, so Alex, you know, I'm going
to
put...
You want me to introduce them?
Yeah.
Let's pass the buck.
So, okay. Yep, so we have... we have two clients from the Omaha district. To my left is Kathy. She's one of my clients, and then to her left, I believe, is Holly.
Yep.
And I believe is Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yep, Kelly's your counselor. So I would say your guys' last names, but Holly, I don't know yours. And
Williams,
and then Kathy Jackson. So they're the ones who are joining us today.
Which of you would prefer to go first?
Oh, I guess I can. I guess I've been with the commission. I'm Holly Williams. I've been with the commission for about 6-7 years now. And through my site journey, I received a tremendous amount of support from, you know, just getting paperwork done and items that I need to navigate, you know, my everyday living. I've been to two of the senior summits, which were great. The goodie bags are excellent. I utilize just about every tool that I can, that I had received, except for one, because I don't know how to use it, but I'm sure Kelly's going to come down and help me use it. And she's been a tremendous support, as well as the other staff at the commission. One of the things that I do struggle with as far as need is transportation and the expense of some of the more technology items that are out there that I'm sure that would benefit me tremendously as far as everyday life and possibly encouraging me to go back to work in like a part-time setting or something is I struggle with paperwork. It's really hard. I have asked, you know, if there was a CT monitor that I could purchase at a discounted amount. But when the last I talked to Kelly, she said they don't come up that often. So, and the ones that are out there that I saw at the summits are just well over my budget, you know. But the support that I got from Kelly, like she, you know, if I ask her something, she, if she doesn't know it, she makes sure she finds out for me. I was struggling with housing as well. And, you know, she's always listening and she found a waiting list that I could get on for senior housing, and I'm in my brand new apartment now, and I'm so happy because it, you know, I was scared to go out, you know, in my neighborhood, and, you know, that it, being shut in like that is not a good thing. So I just appreciate the help from everybody, and I look forward to continuing with the different services that I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you Kathy correct?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm sort of.
I'm nervous. I'll be nervous.
Yeah, we'll be. We're all friends here.
Yes. Well, I tell you, Alex has been my knight in shining armor. I had no idea about anything. Just whatever. And he's really made my struggles so much easier. He's been beside me throughout things I didn't even know existed. And I'm just happy because I can call him more than he can call me. And he's just been there and made sure I had the things that I thought I was going to end up losing, and I haven't. So he's been, and I've only been here, how long?
I don't know.
It's less than a year.
Yeah.
And I couldn't ask for anything better. He's just been totally there for all my needs that I didn't even know I needed. So, and he introduced me to the audiobooks. I just love it. And he just, he's there. If I call him, he's there. And he's helped me get things that talk to me so that I can take care of my cooking skills, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But I do, and he's just been there. You guys have done more than you can imagine, and I appreciate it. I'm going to cry, so we got to
do it. I got tears in my eyes.
I don't know how to thank anyone for what's happening. Because physically, I'm a nightmare, too.
So my eyes, I think, were the most depressing of anything. But like I said, he's there when I call, and I was just thrilled when I found out that there was someone out there, and he's just been beside me the whole way. And you guys do wonderful things, that's for sure. Because I'm only 32.
You're not eligible for this.
Yeah. I try to hide it.
Should be in book rehab.
I'm 32 and a half this week. But I don't know how to thank anyone.
Kathy, how'd you find out about the commission?
You're not going to believe this. I was in a ride with a driver, and I forget where we were going, and probably a doctor visit. I lived there. But she and I were talking about phones and such, and her mom, actually, I think it's her mom, and she said, she asked me if I'd ever heard anything about this, and I said no. And she said she knew a counselor. His name's Alex. Would I like to have his number? And, you know, you're talking to somebody that's been totally independent of everything until I found out I have no bones. But she told me about Alex. And she said her mom, that was her mom's counselor, would I like his number? And I said, well, sure, you know, not knowing anything. And boy, was I impressed. I finally called him, and I don't know who the lady is, because it's just a driver for the transportation. And it was her mom that knew about this. So I'm a beginner. Boy, am I. And like I said, I couldn't thank anybody anymore for helping me. And he's always there. If I call and he's not, he returns my calls. And he's delightful. Like my kid.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We did have one person that wasn't able to be here to speak, but I do have a client with me, an OIB client, if it's all right, if he fills in.
Absolutely.
Melvin Forster.
Melvin Forster, I've been practicing being blind since 81. I'm getting it down pretty good so far. The commission has really done a lot. I started out in Oklahoma, and they had services down there at the time, but they weren't much. They sent me to Arkansas for training, which was basically a training where they learned you to warehouse. Then I moved back to Nebraska and got in contact with the counselor out in Scottsdale. And I don't know who that counselor was back in 82 out there in Scotts Bluff, but that's where I started at. And then I moved back to Oklahoma for a while, then I moved back here in 05 I moved back to Nebraska. And Dan Hill came out there. I told him, well, yeah, I'd go down to go to the training center as long as I could have fun. Well, Patoche was still director down there, and I had fun. Learned a lot. I didn't want to learn grade 2 Braille. I didn't need that. I knew what grade 1. She said, did you learn grade 2? 3 weeks later, I said, why did I wait so long? But, and then just finished up there, and then I went to Heinz Institute, had some more training. Went on up and got a dog, which I still have the dog, but it's retired. I haven't, but my dog has. The commission, I've got so much from the commission and from the VA. Between the two of them, I get, if I need something, I talk to one of them. If they don't have it, they talk to the other one. I may end up getting it, which I came down here this weekend to get the new Braille Note Touch Plus, which is a small Braille-operated computer, basically, that does just almost anything. I had the voice note, and I loved it, because I did not like computers. I still don't like regular computers. I used to have to work on them when I worked for a new computer. I hated computers and the people that operated them. So, after I got that blockage on the computer, I'd get lost on the keyboard in no time. But with the Braille notes, they are just so simple. You get on there and it's all in Braille. You just have to learn different commands to get to different parts. And I'm going to learn on this. It's going to take me a little while. It's a little bit different than the voice note that I had. But it's going to be doing the same thing and a few more things. And I'm lost without that computer stuff. And I still just keep on going, do what I can. Live alone. Well, I have a grandson to stay there. I have to take care of him. While I'm down here this weekend, though, it's real nice. I got four of my grandsons coming over to my house. They're cleaning my house while I'm down here.
Good deal.
So when I go home, I may not have anything left. But the commission has been very, I've attended the last two Silver Summits. I've learned a lot there. And this Braille Note Touch, which I just got, I learned about it 2 months ago. Linda Mincing had one.
You're here.
And I talked to her about it a little bit. I called my, I said, well, the commission ain't going to get that for me. So I talked to my VA counselor. My VA counselor called Angie, and between the two of them, the VA bought it, and they sent me down here to be trained on it.
So yeah, it's good.
Two agencies working together, it works out pretty decent. Okay. So I can't say enough about the help I've had from the commission and the VA. They're just great.
Thank you, Melvin.
And as Mark said, thank